Impaired.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Studio located somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire. Yes, indeed, it is Monday, July number 30 in the year of our Lord 2018, the end of July. I know there's one more day, but this is the end of July. So basically, summer is, well, depending on who you talk to, in this area, it's about half over. In New England, in the northern climes of New England here, summer, it really is July and August, but you get, we've usually had, probably a week or two of real summer in June and maybe a week or two, of real summer because the temperatures are really warm during the day, in September. So you could either way you look at it, if you say it's only July and August, or if it's, June to September, it's half over. I know that that's a negative look. Well, you still got half the summer left ahead. I haven't looked at this, but I tend to believe that this is just anecdotal. The first couple of weeks of August are usually the hottest periods of summer, but I'm told by other people who are not weather people that know that the hottest weeks in the summer are in July. I distinctly remember there being quite a few heat waves in August as well, since being here. But in any case, you still got half the summer left, so get out there and enjoy. If you're in the northern climes anywhere, if you're in Alaska, summer, your 1 month of summer is just about to start. Just saying. Does anybody notice that there aren't any? Now, I could be wrong about this, but I don't think that there are any real beaches in Alaska. They've got a whole hell of a lot of waterfront, but not a whole hell of a lot of beach area. I don't think I've ever seen anybody sunbathing on the beach in Alaska. Just saying. Maybe polar bears. I'm not even sure if polar bears do that, but just saying. In any case, it is summer's in full swing around here. I'm enjoying it, even though we had nothing but about a week of rain last week. This week, they're saying that it's going to be about a week of sunniness, which is a good thing. Bring the sunniness back. Glad about that. We got a lot to go through and talk over this morning, of course. As we always do after a weekend, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. We had a very brilliant weekend here. Brilliant by the mean I had an epiphany. By the way, I want to welcome on board. I know that there are some super fans out there who've been spreading the word, and I thank you quite a bit because over the past week, on various social media outlets, mostly Twitter and Gab, and a little bit on MeWe. Not so much on Facebook because I don't really pay a lot of attention to Facebook. But there is the number of followers has exploded for me, and I want to thank all of you out there who've been spreading the word about this program. It's very much appreciated, and I am flattered by your trust. That you feel that I am worthy, this program is worthy of your personal recommendation, which means Personal recommendation means more to me than you will possibly know. And I think that is where the following explosion has been coming from, just simply word of mouth. Because that's, now you can advertise all you want, but the word of mouth is a lot better. And I appreciate that. And so it's also a welcome to all a bunch of new people who are probably listening for, you know, the first time. That's a great thing. I'm glad that you are here, and hopefully that I will be worthy of your of spending your time, that you will continue to return to this program and listen to me bloviate on a daily basis. Yes, as it were. Well, that's what the left seems to think I do.
Oh, you just bloviate all over the place.
You don't even know what that means. Folks, I got to... It's amazing. You know, these people do not know what the hell they're talking about. And yet they will run around and try to tell you that you're wrong. Even after they admit they don't know what they're talking about. I don't know what that means. Well, if you don't know what that means, how is it possible that you could possibly think that I could be wrong about something? And I'm referring to the Constitution, folks. There are people out there who I have been talking to. When you point something out in the Constitution, they blatantly say, well, I don't know. Well, I'll give millennials this, you know, at least when they can't admit to being stupid, even though they don't realize they're so stupid. They don't realize that they're admitting that they're stupid. I take that back. They're ignorant. They're so stupid that they don't realize that they just admitted they're ignorant, but that's okay. Admitting that you have a problem is the first step to getting help. But I can't tell you how many times I point something out in the Constitution and I have these people, these leftists, tell me, well, I don't know what that means. Well, how about you pick up the damn Constitution once in a while and read it? You might figure out what it means. But we'll get into that. But first, there's another issue out there. Now, every time I turn around, there's this whole, we have this scenario in the Western world. When I say Western world, I mean Europe, and to a lesser degree here and in Canada. Well, Canada's got a big problem with this as well. And that is rapid birth rate decline. Now, for the United States, the birth, you know, for most of Europe, it's obviously it's the Caucasian, the white birth decline, because there aren't. Yeah, Europe, for the most part, once you take out the recent Muslim invasion, isn't real. This is not to denigrate them at all, not at all. Most European countries are not all that diverse, and there's nothing wrong with them not being diverse. Don't get me wrong here. I know there are some white supremacists or white supremacists wannabe. They're going to say, "What's wrong with being white and having your own country?" There's not. Look. If other people from different parts of the world don't want to move to your country, that's fine. That's people's choices. You know, for the most part, there isn't a whole lot of diversification. You know, again, looking before this Muslim invasion, there isn't a whole lot of diversification in the Northern Europe, such as the Netherlands and Sweden and Norway and Finland. People from other parts of the world just don't want, it could be just too damn cold. They just don't want to move there. Now, I saw a statistic about Canada not too long ago that the greatest, up until recently, again, before the Muslim invasion type of thing, the greatest immigrant population or numbers that were going into Canada, basically a white country, again, nothing wrong with it, were coming from Asia. So you had a lot of Chinese and Taiwanese people moving to Canada. I have no idea why, but that's perfectly fine if that's where they want to go. And Canada allows them in. Obviously, they're allowing them in. But Canada has a population decline problem. If it weren't for immigration, Canada would be on a negative population decline. In fact, Canada, not too long ago, changed their laws, their citizenship laws. Now, again, I don't fully understand how their citizenship in Canada works because I'm not Canadian. And if you are Canadian, please feel free to update me on this. I'm not going to be ashamed to admit that I am ignorant on Canadian immigration law and citizenship law. I'm not a Canadian. But at one point, if you were Canadian, you couldn't hold a dual citizenship. And they changed that because too many Canadians were coming south of the border into the United States and staying too damn long. And I guess there was also a time limit that you could be outside of Canada at one point, from what I understand. But all that has changed now, and they've welcomed back many of an expat Canadian because Canada was having a very difficult time keeping its population numbers. And again, look at the size, the landmass of Canada. You're only looking at a population of what, about 35 million people? It's a very sparsely populated country. I have no issues. I love Canadians. I know they elected Trudeau, but that's, look, we elected Obama. So Trudeau's Canada's Obama. Come on. You know, we made a mistake. We can forgive them for making the same mistake. But I don't know. Maybe the Canadians elected Trudeau just to get back at us for electing Obama. That could be it too. But in any case, the Canadian people are suffering from what many Western nations are suffering from, and that is a potential population decline because of a declining birth rate. And if you look in this country, now I'm just going to say it, white people have a birth rate problem. Now, as strange as it might sound, black people also have a birth rate problem. No. I'm not talking about, you know, the number of black men that either get killed or in jail before they're the age of 30. I'm talking about, and this is also partly due to the massive amount of abortions in black communities, but the birth rate for blacks is also down, which contributes to the declining population of African Americans in this country. Yeah, we have a declining population. If you're black, you know, you're becoming more scarce. And whites have a similar problem, not because of abortion, just simply because people are either waiting to have kids or now it is perfectly cool. If you are a millennial, it is perfectly okay and perfectly cool not to want or have kids. And, well, I do have a story here that we could be on the verge of a population boom, baby boom, because I guess, you know, some millennials and some Gen Zers, as they get older, because they're heading into their 20s now, think that maybe having three or four kids is not a bad thing. Well, that's mostly due to the economy being so well. People can think that they can afford to have three or four kids instead of one or two. But there's a big problem. There's also a big problem in Western Europe, where many of those countries are facing population declines. Now, folks, I bring this up because you have a bunch of people out there who I call environmentalist wackos, and you have these population control people. For instance, in this country, there's a big population control belief. It was once in our presidential administration called the Obama administration. Anybody remember Van Jones? Oh, Van Jones was not only a communist, but he was also a big believer in population control. There were a number of advisors to Obama who believe that the planet is currently overpopulated. There were a number of advisors to Obama, and not all of them were non-white. Some of them were also very white, who also believed that white people, and there's still a number of people. I mean, look around. You got this white privilege crap going on around right now. You have these people running around thinking that white people are the devil. All over the, doesn't matter where you go. White people are the devil. Look what's happening in South Africa, folks. South Africans, farmers, some of them, in some areas are being slaughtered. Now the world would rise up and say that this is just ridiculous and bad, and they'd put all kinds of economic pressure on South Africa if it were the white people killing the black people. You know, remember the apartheid days? It was terrible. And now it's reversed, and nobody's saying a damn thing. So white people are the devil. And as I have pointed out in this program before, white people are actually, I mean, I talked to some of these so-called white lovers, and they're not really white supremacists, but, you know, you can call them white lovers. They're very, very proud of being white. Now, most people would say, well, they're just racist, Rod. You're just giving them a pass. No, I've talked to some of them. They're not really racist in the term that we've come to understand what racist and racism is. What they're afraid of is being annihilated. And frankly, I understand it. But it isn't coming from the outside of the Caucasian part of the human family. It's coming from inside the Caucasian members of the human family. And this is really a main reason in Europe for white population, white European population decline. When I was looking at this and comparing it over the weekend, I'm like, this is absolutely insane that they're doing this. But let me connect the dots for you. Europe and the United States, and to a certain degree Australia, but not really in many other parts of the world. Think about this for a second now as we get into this so-called man-made climate change. Folks, population control theorists believe that there are too many people on this planet. And they believe it is that the people are too many people are destroying the planet. You also have the very notion that there are a number of organizations on this planet, and some of them happen to be located within the United Nations, believe that European descent people are the reason for 90% or more of the world's ills. Forget the fact that white people are not the majority of population on this planet. They're not. They are a minority, just like blacks and Latinos. I will tell you this, however, Latinos, which are basically a relatively, shall we say, new race of people, they are like Islam. They don't believe in small families. The more the better. And I don't have a problem with that. There's nothing wrong with it. Absolutely nothing. But here is the problem. The Eastern world and the Latino world and the African world doesn't buy into man-made climate change. Unless, of course, they're going to get something out of it from white Western Europeans. That includes America and Canada, folks. Then they'll jump on board. Hey, you know, you're gonna put money into this kitty or this pot that we can use. Great, go right. Yeah, we'll believe in global warming, folks. European descent people are being educated out of existence. This is how they're doing it. Now, pay attention to this. You are sending your kids to colleges and universities in Europe and in the United States and Canada, and they are being taught that mankind, especially Europeans, those of European descent, are the direct cause of man-made climate change. After all, it is Europe that ushered in the Industrial Age. It is Europe and the United States that have been the fomenters of massive wars around the planet in the past 200 years. Not the only ones, but the major ones. We are the ones that support things like nuclear power and gas-fired power plants. We're the ones that are demanding oil from the Middle East that is now being burned and polluting our skies, our air, our water, our land. consumption, conspicuous consumption is a problem, mostly in the Western world. Forget the fact that most of that heap of garbage that's floating out in the Pacific Ocean is actually coming from China. They are being taught in these institutes of higher learning in European and European-based cultures that it is our fault. Thus, they are also being taught that it is white people's fault. See, blacks would not be so poor, they would not be so downtrodden, they would not be living in squalor if it wasn't for white Europeans. This is absolutely insane. You people are sending your kids to colleges that are teaching them that their white privilege is the reason for the majority of problems on this planet. And they're even being taught that the best way to cure this is not to have white people on the planet. And you wonder why there's a population decline. You whites are being educated out of existence. Now, this is not to be racist at all, folks. This is the absolute truth. I mean, look around. It is so bad. Did you know that now if you are a male, or if you're young people, they're being taught this in colleges, to have some sort of double consent before you can have sex, because otherwise sex is rape. The man is supposed to ask at every step, can I continue? Yes. Can I continue? Yes. Can I continue? Yeah. If you don't, it's rape. And let me tell you something, especially in this day and age, the younger generation, boys don't want to deal with that. The number of kids that supposedly that are having sex or even thinking about sex is declining, because they're finding other outlets. The thing that is scaring people the most, and really it's all geared towards white people. I hate to say it, but it's true. These sex robots. You think Muslims and blacks and Latinos and Asians want a sex robot? No, they don't. But what are sex robots good for in Western civilization? It eliminates the need or the threat of rape. Because they're being taught in school, these institutes of higher learning, that all sex is rape. And if you want to continue to have sexual relations, you have got to stop and ask the woman every step of the way, can I kiss you? Yes. Can I touch you here? Yes. Can I touch you there? Yes. You've got to get a double consent law. Don't doubt me, folks.
You're listening to The Rod Eccles Show, the coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
Hi, Gordon. What you been up to?
Big thanks, Fred. I'm a full-time student at bartending college.
Wow! I never had time for a formal education.
Well, I decided to make time, but it's not easy. Bartending college is a 4-week course.
Gee, how far along are you?
Well, let's see. This is Tuesday, the third week. Hey, I'm a junior, and I'm late for a daiquiri lecture. Why don't you join me?
Why not?
Bartending college.
You've already spent enough time on the other side of the bar to qualify for enrollment.
Bartending college.
We'll teach you everything you need to know. You'll get a starter set of bartender's jokes like...
So I says to the guy, you can stay, but the cow's gotta go.
Bartending college.
You'll learn how to roll drunks, water the liquor, and skim the cash register. And remember, as the bartender, you drink for free.
Last call
for integrity.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Here at Tide, we want to revolutionize the taste, texture, and look of your everyday laundry detergent snack. We've mixed three different definitely non-toxic chemicals together in one package of dumb American, well, food. The chemicals work together to give your taste buds a deep cleaning of pure refreshment and whatever else this piece of tastes like. You know, I would prefer some pizza rolls, but I guess everyone else in America's eating these. Just listen to this lady we're about to cut to.
Do you try to make an after-school snack for your kids every day, but you just suck at cooking, or you're broke so you can't buy food? Well, there's a cheap alternative.
Fun fact, Tide Pods prevent cancer.
And once you're done eating that garbage, you just close the lid and put it back in the shelf, even though you're going to take it down again in 0.27 seconds because they're so good.
Tide Pods. I'm loving it.
But for people who do not fully understand the ramifications of our educational system and it being in the hand, fully and nearly 100% completely in the hands of leftists, you do not understand the complete and total and utter destruction of the Western world that these people are teaching our kids. For a number, starting with... now it started. The movement started late in with some of the baby boomers. So by the 60s is when the leftists started really infiltrating the educational system. You know, we had the Flower Children event. You know, that was just ridiculous. Well, because they were just having too much fun being kids, and the Vietnam War obviously it took childhood away from the baby boomers, and they were not happy about that. And you could say it was the baby boomers were strictly the reason for they were the outcome of winning World War II. That's exactly what they were, because America was feeling her oats. The Western world was feeling its oats. I mean, it just destroyed a triad of basically, we call them terrorists today. A triangle of evil dictators. Italy, Germany, and Japan. That were causing havoc on the Eurasian continent and trying to make it spread to the rest of the world. We, the United States, pretty much with, we did have the help of the Brits, but the Brits were, their back were against the wall. There would not be an England as we know it today if the United States did not get into World War II. There would not. And the Brits know it. Winston Churchill knew it. They just didn't have the equipment and manpower. Not to mention they were stuck on that stupid little island. And it was a lot more... Well, that's also what saved them. Is that distance of water, even though it's not that big, but the English Channel is not that very forgiving, and it is wide enough between the European continent and the island to have prevented Hitler, even at that time, from doing a massive invasion of England. The logistics were just look at everything that went into D-Day. I mean, it was a massive, massive, massive undertaking. The likes I'm sure you will never see again on this planet. So if it took that to invade France and to push back Germany, can you imagine Brits who knew their island better than anybody, who were already dug in, and had already withstood all kinds of, bombing, we call it the Battle of Britain. It would have been a tremendous logistical nightmare for Germany to invade England. That is the only thing that saved them, but they would not have been able to last forever. So the Western world beat back its own evil, and the Western world had a hand in beating back the Asian aggressor, known as Japan at the time. Now, you got to understand the history of Japan and China. They've always been at each other's throats, basically, going back in time. And they've always gone back and forth. Again, it's kind of like the different factions of Islam in the Middle East. They've always been at each other's throats. Those are things you're not going to fix overnight. However, when you have an educational system that begins to put the blame on one particular group of people, which began with the baby boomers and getting into their college, their high school and college years in the 1960s, because you had a bunch of anti-war teachers and professors who at that time still did not fully understand what happened during World War II and the Korean War. And they just thought that white people in the Western world, the United States especially, were nothing more than warmongers. And that is what they were teaching these kids, the baby boomers. Hey, baby boomers, your parents' generation stole your childhood, which was a lie, but that's what they were taught. We want nothing but peace and love and understanding. Can't we all get along was a question that was asked and taught in the 1960s. Those kids, they were educated that way. Then they grew up and graduated their colleges and started infiltrating our educational system in big time in the 70s and 80s. They got control of the educational system and started teaching all kinds of crap that had nothing to do with the three R's. We got this, I'm not traumatized by it, but good God almighty, I remember at sex education in my high school. Hell, I had sex education in sixth grade. It consisted of the girls being in one classroom, the boys being in another classroom, and us being shown movies. And at least the boy movie was, you know, it didn't hold anything back. The only thing it didn't show a sexual act on the screen, because that would have been pornography. But it came damn close. And then, of course, in high school, we had all this education. Not once do I remember the teacher actually saying, you know, don't do it, abstinence. Nope. It was all about demonstrating how to use a condom, spermicidal lube or jelly. And at the time, what do they call those things? The diaphragm. Oh, yeah, I saw the diaphragm and the condom used on many different fruits and vegetables to represent the different sizes that were out there. Because evidently, according to my sex health education class, men who are more endowed have to install, as the teacher said, install the condom in a different way with men who are less endowed. I'm just saying. So this is the kind of crap that started and was proliferated in the 70s and 80s, and it proliferated in the 90s. And I also remember going through education in school and being taught about global cooling. Oh, yeah, it was global cooling first. And as I point to the fact, Dr. Seuss's legendary little cartoon series that came at, what was it, 1972 was when it first, the Incredible Mr. Lorax was first aired on television. And for an entire decade, it was an annual primetime TV special, along with the likes of Charlie Brown and Ricky Ticky Tavi. Anybody remember Ricky Ticky Tavi? Mongoose? I used to love that one, too. But they had to pull Ricky Ticky Tavi. Why? Because Ricky the Mongoose was a badass and did not back down from the evil that was Nagaina. But today, Ricky is looked at as being a bully. Ricky Ticky Tavi would be viewed as a bully. The United States is being taught in institutes of higher learning as the world's bully. The Western world, the white Western world, is being taught in institutes of higher learning and in high school and in middle school as being the privileged bully. And you've got everybody from so-called learned white people to non-white people who all agree that white people are the problem. This is what they're being taught, folks. And all kinds of crap goes along with it that is being targeted towards white people. This whole double consent sex type of crap targets whites more than it targets anybody else. Now, I hate to say it, but really, there are some crimes in this country that on a per capita basis or a percentage basis are committed by blacks, black males, more than white males. However, there are certain types of crimes that are committed by white males more than anybody else. Serial murderers are white. Serial rapists are white, although individual rapists tend to be black. Now, these are just crime stats. But now we're told that anything, any form of sex is rape. And they've given a caveat. Okay, and they're teaching this on college campuses. You can either write a consent form. I consent to have it. Who's going to stop and sign a consent form? Who's going to, what male is going to carry that on them everywhere they go? Wait, you know, I might get lucky tonight, so I better bring this legal document for the girl to sign. It's not going to happen. So the only other explanation that they've been given or being taught in college is you've got to have what's called a double consent. In other words, you've got to get a yes, a verbal yes, for every different act that you males perpetrate on the female. If she does not say yes, it means she means no, and you must stop or it's rape. This is what they're being taught. They're being taught that whites are the problem, white supremacy, white privilege. The world would be better off if there were fewer whites, maybe even no whites. So is it any surprise that in white base or white majority countries, there is a rapid birth rate decline? Is there any surprise that we're seeing all of these studies come out now that in the Western world, young people, especially young males, believe it or not, the ones who are supposed to have all the sexual desire don't have any? Is it any wonder? Is it any wonder that people are saying, well, you know what? It's better to have a negative population growth. So we're only going to have one kid instead of two or three. Because the earth can't hold 7 or 8 billion people. This is what they're being taught. And if you think that your kid is safe because he's going to learn how to be a doctor or a lawyer or maybe an engineer or an architect, think again. Because in order to gain those degrees, they have got to take all kinds of other kinds of classes that have nothing to do with their major. And the colleges will tell you it's to give your child a well-rounded education. No, it's not. It's to ensure that your college child, your high school child, is indoctrinated in the ways of leftist thinking. They're not taught anything else. So is it any wonder that when they rail against you or President Trump and you try to get them to be specific about their argument, they don't have one. I'll give you an example. President Trump should be impeached. Why? Because he bombed Syria without the consent of Congress. Oh, really? So does that mean only Trump should be impeached? No, Obama did the same thing. He should be impeached too. So does that mean that Bush, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, even Carter should have been impeached? Yes. So every president who ever did any sort of military action should be impeached in our history. Yes. Where does it say that in the Constitution? There is a difference between, and this is what I said, Congress constitutionally is the only authority in this country that can declare war. The president is the commander-in-chief of the military services, and he can use military action. And if Congress doesn't like said military action, they can cut funding for that military action because Congress controls the purse strings that pay for the military. The person responded, "I don't know what you mean." Of course you don't, because it's not what you were taught. That is not what you were taught. You were taught and you bought that Trump is a racist, bigoted, homophobic, anti-American, only greedy billionaire, only in it for himself. You realize that Trump has lost value of his fortune. Some estimates put it nearly at $1.5 billion. He's $1.5 billion down since he's become president. How is it about money for him and only enriching him and his family? Well, he's going to make money, more money after he gets out of the office. Wait. So you're telling me the at this rate, by the time the guy gets out of office, he could be worth half what he's worth now, or what he was worth before he became president. And he's doing it so he can make more money. That's quite an investment, considering his age. Do you think he's going to be like a Clinton? You know, start with nothing and end up with more than $100 million in net worth in less than a decade? But this is the kind of stuff that they're taught, folks. You know it's true. And if you're a leftist listening to this, I hope I've given you something to really honestly think about. Because just about everything that you're complaining about Donald Trump, that you're saying is reason for Trump's impeachment, by the way, you obviously don't know what impeachment is for and what it actually means as far as the Constitution is concerned. But let's just say that you do, and you believe that Donald Trump did committed these high crimes and misdemeanors, and his actions were high crimes and misdemeanors. Do you realize that every president, and probably in the past 60 or 70 years, including John F. Kennedy, was guilty of these things? So you're telling me, and the rest of the American people, that every president, modern president, probably since World War II, should have been impeached. Now, some of them will stop and think and say, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. But some of them, without even missing a beat, will say yes. Because they have no clue what they're talking about. And they don't know what they're talking about simply because their minds have been twisted and taught something that is completely and totally false. Look at Ocasio-Cortez. When they're pressed, many of these people, many of these kids will say, well, I guess I don't know. I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you're talking about. They will admit they're ignorant. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. But it is amazing that we have to press them that hard and that long for them to get them to see. And after they admit and see that they don't know what they're talking about, do they change their ways? Do they try to go out and find the real information? No. Because they've been indoctrinated to believe that what they feel is more important than what they know. And what they feel is that whites have too much privilege and they're the problem. What they feel is the United States is the world's leading terrorist. Regardless of the facts. What they feel is, well, geez, I mean, all sex is rape. Do you want to know why there's a rise in the beta male? Because they can be manipulated, bent and contorted. Why do you think so-called homosexuality on campus, like in prison, is so rampant? Because it's easier for a guy to go out and have sex with another guy. There's no rape charges going to be filed there. Doesn't mean that these boys are gay. It's where they're getting their sexual experience. And believe it or not, I also this weekend I saw a study that showed that a growing number of boys, their first sexual experience or encounter is with another male. because they're afraid if they try to have a sexual encounter with a girl, it's going to be rape. Folks, we've got some major, major problems ahead of us. And the fact is that we're doing it to ourselves. We're educating our kids to do this. And those kids are growing up to be adults. And those adults, an entire generation now, called the millennial generation, are taking the reins of power. And they're developing laws and regulations that affect all of us. And you wonder why there are certain countries and certain places on the planet that are seeing a rapid decline that makes absolutely no sense. It is because they're being educated to hate themselves. You think anybody else is doing that? I mean, think about going back into the 90s, folks. The number one T-shirt for a number of years in the 90s, it said, due to the Simpsons and Bart Simpson, underachiever and proud of it. The number one T-shirt in Japan. Japan is number one. The number one T-shirt in China. China shall rise as number one. We were the only ones that were degrading ourselves. Unbelievable. And you still think that education has nothing to do with it? I hate to tell you, you need to learn a little bit more than that.
I'm not Rod Eccles, and I approve this message.
It was just another question.